Listen, true story. You can be human here. We're all human. We're noticing how human Kerry Miller is as well. Have you used your baby as an excuse to get out of an appointment?
Good morning, breakfast team.
How's it?
I haven't used excuses. I'm just like, I just had a baby like 2 weeks ago, so you want to see me, you come to my house.
Yes.
And most people don't want to have a screaming baby in their vicinity. So yeah. Like, yeah, we'll see you when you're up and ready and you're about and all the rest. And then like sort of 8 months later when the baby's like, you know, can hold its bottle and all that, then I'm like, yeah cool, let's go out for a date. But I don't use excuses. The only excuse I need is I just had a baby. And 2 years ago, I had twins.
Oh.
So, yeah, let's just not even go there. Have a good one.
Thank you for that message. And that's a true story.
Yeah.
You cannot argue with the woman that stands in front of you and says, excuse me, I just had a baby.
Yeah. There's no comeback.
Yeah. So, Kerry, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Don't tempt her, please. Don't.
I've used my sister's screaming child as an excuse to not go to lunch with my sister and her screaming child.
That's my brother.
I like
that's
that.
That's totally my brother. My sister's children shout all the time and it's a nightmare to be around sometimes. So it is often like a good...
Can I just tell you people not to take advice from your brother?
He's amazing.
You cannot tell your family members, oh, listen, I can't make lunch because of your children. It is not good.
Yeah.
It is not good for future relations.
Hi, Kerry. It's Antoinette Quintal speaking from Paddock. My son was born 7 months prim and I... always, well, never used him for excuse because he was a colicky baby.
Shame.
There was one time that we stayed awake the whole 2 weeks. We had to take turns with him.
Mm.
Then it's gone to my mom and my sister-in-law just for me to get a bit of sleep. I know exactly how you feel.
Well, there you go. People are experiencing the same struggle. The suffering is painful.
My God.
Morning East Coast Radio, this is Mpumi. Well, my son is actually 16 years old now, but when he was a baby, I really used them as my weapon of staying away from work. And to be honest, he's only been sick a few times, but I don't know how many times I've reported that I will not be at work just because he is sick. I hope my boss is not listening.
I love how we can admit to that, using our children as WMDs, weapons of mass distraction.
Ah, that's good. It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't want to do anything, and sometimes just saying, I don't feel like it isn't good enough. So when you've got a little critter that you can blame.
You have to use it. You've got to leverage it.
And it's not like your boss has anything to say. You literally have to give the day off.
Yeah,
because you know
you can't.
Especially
you can't
if you use the whole thing. I'm a single mom and blah blah blah.
Except then for anyone who like, today was legitimately going to give the boss like a hey, I can't come in my child. The boss going to be like, I'd like to see a doctor's note, please. I was listening to East Coast Breakfast. And you're probably lying.
South Africa, you can hook doctor's notes anytime.